Good afternoon, I'm Al Cresta. Anger. It's a result of frustration. It can be the result of noticing injustice. God himself can be wrathful. But on the other hand, wrath is one of the seven deadly sins. So what is the anger or the wrath that works the righteousness of God, and what is the anger that doesn't? With me is Bert Gezzi. Bert is the author of many books, including The Angry Christian, a Bible-based strategy to care for and discipline a valuable emotion. Hundreds of his articles have appeared in the Catholic and religious press. He has also been the editor for I don't know how many books over the years, but Bert was the man who most urged me to start publishing myself and has been the editor of my books. And I am just delighted to have you back here. This book, The Angry Christian, is a book for our time, given what we see going on in the United States. Bert, good to have you with me.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. It's my pleasure.
Talk to me about why now. Why this book now?
Well, you said the reason there. So many people are very, very angry in our society. I bump into angry people all the time, and we see anger raging all around us for all kinds of reasons, nationally, in church, in personal lives. People are very angry, and I thought, could we do something in our own lives to reduce the level of anger? I thought if every one of us began to apply the biblical approach to anger, got angry for the right reason and under control, we would contribute to lowering the pitch of anger in our environment. So that's why I did the book.
Most of us regard anger as a problem. You mentioned the right use of anger, and you also say anger is a gift. So tell me, what counts for right anger and what counts for wrong anger?
Well, anger is righteous if you do it to achieve something good or to oppose something bad, if you keep it under control. So anger is bad if you lose control or you direct it against something to oppose something good. So, you know, you can look at what you're doing and decide, okay, I'm feeling angry, but I'm being angry for the wrong reason, or I'm going to get out of control, so I need to decide how I'm going to, you know, keep it from getting control of me.
Mm-hmm. In Scripture, we see different examples of figures who get angry. Who best demonstrates the right approach to anger? Who gives us the wrong approach?
In the book, I show that God the Father expressed anger as a act of love to bring people back who have strayed away from him. Jesus used anger. The best example, I think, is in Mark chapter 3, where he gets angry at the Pharisees because they oppose his trying to offer healing for the man with a withered hand. And St. Paul uses anger in his letters to oppose people who are undoing his evangelization. There are those who are saying to his converts, you've got to become Jews first and be circumcised, and he loses his patience in several times, showing a great deal of anger in the letter of Paul to the Galatians, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So those are good examples, I think, of anger in Scripture that show us that God, Jesus, and Paul used anger when they needed to accomplish something good.
So they're able to channel that anger towards a positive outcome. They don't suppress the anger.
No, suppressing anger is very dangerous because it's like a man comes home from work and finds a tiger in the house and decides to lock him in the basement and put a refrigerator against the door. The tiger roils around and ultimately breaks out. Well, the same thing that happens with suppressed anger. You push it down and you let it roil around in your tummy for a while, and then all of a sudden it comes out in some form. It might come out as cold shoulders, or it might come out as resentment, or it might come out as depression, or it might break out as rage. It's going to come out somehow.
Yeah.
And so I had a student once where I taught in a state college who had suppressed his anger so badly it damaged his personality. He couldn't function normally in social settings because the suppressed anger really, really affected him badly.
Yeah. If I remember right, that you write about that in the book. This was he had a long-standing antipathy towards his father. Is that right?
Correct. He never gave me details, but I could tell from the way he talked that that was the problem.
Yeah. 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 But in that particular case, his suppression of anger distorted his personality. If I remember correctly, too, he wouldn't participate very much in class, in spite of the fact that he was a good writer and a good thinker.
He was a very bright student, but my prediction was that no matter where he tried to relate to people at work or in church or in family, he wasn't going to be able to relate effectively because suppressed anger had damaged him.
Yeah, yeah. What would you have advised him?
I would have, in that case, I would have advised professional help.
Okay.
The little book that I have written is aimed at people with ordinary, normal daily life.
Yeah.
But the book also says, in the foreword, or in the introduction, if you're having a really serious problem with anger, you may need to get counseling professional. And I think I would have recommended that he get counseling,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Okay. You said that we can get control of our anger by changing it. And I think that is good news for people who experience anger. It can be changed. How do you go about changing it?
Well, I think that you change it by understanding that anger has a surge or, it flares up and there's a reaction. And you can learn how. Scripture does not talk about the surges. It talks about the reactions. And what Scripture says is we can develop in our lives the fruit of the Holy Spirit, things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, self-control, compassion, mercy, and forbearance. And, what you do to change anger, you yield your life to the Holy Spirit, and when you feel a surge of anger, you decide, okay, by the power of the Spirit, I'm going to channel it into some kind of good behavior instead of a bad reaction. I give several examples in the book. I had another student at Grand Valley where I taught, right nearby where you are, and he was a new Christian, and he enrolled in an anthropology class 1 year, and he found out that the professor really delighted in belittling Christian students. And one day in class, early in the term, he burst out in anger, much to the delight of the other students, because they said, here's this Christian kid, sinning right in class.
Yeah.
He decided, however, what he would do from that point on, he would channel his anger by the power of the Spirit into endurance. So he told the class, hey, I'm not going to fight you anymore. If you want to talk about religion, talk to me outside of class. In class, I'm just going to participate normally. And so whenever he felt a surge of anger, he directed it into enduring what the professor was doing. The professor didn't stop mocking him, but he endured the whole class because his anger was properly changed into endurance.
So that allowed him to kind of steel himself against the professor's mockery.
Right. I mean, and he did not have to debate him. He just listened, and he actually got a good grade in the class, actually, because he studied, but he endured the mockery. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. You write that anger can actually make us holy, and I think this is where two concepts come together that are jarring. So holiness, we generally think of saints as rather quiescent, unflappable, calm people. They don't exhibit anger because they are in perfect self-control.
Not true.
Well, you've written on the saints. Your outstanding book, Voices of the Saints.
There are saints who got angry for good reason. They opposed wicked. They opposed evil. And people like Padre Pio had struggled with irritability all their lives. So there's the saints were not, or people just like you and me, they experienced the same kind of daily troubles and challenges, and they got angry. But the way anger can make you zealous for doing good. It can make you zealous, for example, to work for social justice. You know, anger, and also when you channel your anger into the fruit of the Spirit, like when you channel anger into something like forbearance or patience or self-control, what you're doing is you're adopting the characteristics of Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit are really the characteristics of Jesus, so you're becoming more like Christ when you change your anger into good behaviors. So that, on two levels, anger can help you become holy if you channel it properly and keep it under control, or it can also become passion for doing the right thing in your family life or in society. You can, you know, for example, you know, Martin Luther King says he was angry all the time. He fueled his passion for racial justice with anger. He was calm and kind, but beneath it all, he was angry because he wanted to see things change. We can do the same in our own lives. You know, we can decide to work hard against abortion without losing our temper.
Right. St. Paul says, be angry and sin not. He also says, don't let the sun go down on your anger, which I used to take quite literally until shortly into my marriage. My wife made it clear to me that she tires a lot easier than I do. She goes to bed much earlier than I do. And so so here I am wanting to argue about something until the wee hours of the morning. And really, it was very unfair for her, for me to apply that don't let the sun go down on your anger literally.
On another level, that means if you have actually abused your anger to some degree, you need to repent for it before you go to bed.
Right, right.
Either personally or with a person you may have offended.
Yeah. So that is not a blank check to keep the argument going.
No.
So, but that's the way I took it when I was younger.
Be kind to your wife by not doing that. I see.
Bert, thank you so much. Good being with you again. And
thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
The Angry Christian. I love the title of it. The Angry Christian by Bert Gizzi. It's a Bible-based strategy to care for and discipline a valuable emotion. I'm Al Cresta.